You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hey y'all, how's it going? This is Riley back here with you again. You might recognize me from the Demon of Rex Road episode of the Real Hauntings podcast. I'm here today to share with you some more of my experiences from my haunted journal. Last time we talked a little bit how I interacted with the energy in the world around us, and today I just wanted to share a couple of my experiences with you. We've heard some scary. I wanted to share some of the more comforting experiences that I've had with what I believe to be the supernatural. To give you a little bit of backstory, we're going to go back to 2019. I was living several states away from my home in Texas, my first daughter, and it was 1 month and 1 day after she was born that I get the phone call nobody wants to get ever, and it was that we'd had a death in our family, and my closest uncle, who's very special to all of us, had passed away unexpectedly in his sleep. That in and of itself was pretty hard. And now this was during a time in my life where I was really focusing on my family, on being a mother, and I was not interested in having any kind of supernatural experiences. I was really doing my best to shut everything out. I felt like it's time to be an adult, that the supernatural, those experiences that I had when I was a kid, they must have been in my head because adults don't do that, and it's time to be a grown-up now. But when we went down back to Texas, we didn't have a funeral. He was cremated, but we had the ceremony, of course, and with all the family. And, you know, the ranch is a very magical place anyway. I've had a lot of supernatural experiences at the ranch, and a very, very special place in my heart. Always will be. Going back there again, you know, the energy is just so, so good. And even though it's hard that he's not going to be there anymore, it's great to be back, to see the rest of the family. My grandparents were there, and of course they were grieving, but you know, I hadn't seen them in a while, so it was great to be back and see them too. So getting into the meat of the story, if you will, after the service at the funeral home, after he'd been cremated, we had a small family only, just a celebration of life and a brief farewell. I'm getting a little bit emotional here. We took his ashes out to his spot. There's a beautiful ridge on the ranch. It kind of overlooks most of the land, and he used to go up there to think, and it was his spot. It was his thinking tree. Anytime he had something going on, he just needed to get away from it, or he just wanted to take everything in, that's where he'd go. He'd go up there to his spot. So That's where we decided it'd be appropriate to spread his ashes. You know, my dad officiated, he said some really nice things, and we laid his ashes there to rest, and the sun was starting to go down, and we were all just sitting there enjoying the view. And right there, right underneath the tree, he just shimmered into appearance, and it was perfectly him, but it was made up of bright, colorful, shimmering lights of every color of the rainbow. And there he was, you know, boots and hat and all. And he looked at me and he smiled and he tipped his hat. And just like that, it was as if someone had said, "Beam me up, Scotty." And all those beautiful particles of dancing light just shot straight up into the sky. That was so special to me because obviously it's so hard to lose somebody, but just to see him in that way, it just gave me comfort to know that he was okay. He's going to go on now to a better place. And he wasn't worried. And he wasn't worried. And if he's not worried about it, why should we be worried about it? Moments like that are just so very special when that happens. And you get that one more time moment and you get to see them and just finalize that goodbye. And I feel like wherever he shivered off to, he's going to be waiting for me there when it's my turn. And unfortunately, he wasn't the last person to pass away in our family, of course. That's a little inevitable.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box. When you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Fast forward a few years, it was my grandmother's time to go. I hadn't been open necessarily to the supernatural at this point still, and it was starting to come back to me a lot more. This was in the new house where, if you listen to the original episode that I was on, The Demon of Rexford Place, you know that when I did move into the new house, we'd already had some things going on, and so I was really forced to kind of start opening back up to deal with those things that we had. But in this case, you know, it was kind of a day like any other day. She was older, of course, and she had some health issues, so we knew her time wasn't long, but she'd been doing well, and it really wasn't on anybody's radar. I didn't think too much of it when I was standing at my wonderful Ninja Specialty coffee maker, making my delicious iced mocha latte that I prefer to drink in the mornings, that, you know, she was heavy on my mind, and I was thinking about it. Obviously, we don't have a Ninja Specialty coffee maker at the ranch. She's just got that basic, put the grounds in, put the pot on, and it makes a coffee maker. And she didn't always have that either. So, you know, it's a different experience when you're having coffee there versus if you're at a coffee shop or making a specialty brew. And I just thought how funny she would think it was to see me standing there making this fancy-ass brew when all I drink at the ranch is just plain black coffee, which she teases me for. She's like, honey, you don't want any cream or sugar in that? I'm like, oh, Mimi, I'm all set. Thank you, though. I just thought she would think it was so funny, and in my head, I just hear her laugh. It's just a special laugh. And so after that, I just really felt her presence, and I felt like she was there. I felt like she leaned in and squeezed my shoulders and gave me a hug. And I felt it so much to the point that I even leaned into it a little bit. And I was like, man, I missed my Mimi. I should call her. I should visit her. And so I sat down, and I felt like she came to that table and she sat down with me. And I just sat there and I drank my coffee with my Mimi that morning. And once my coffee was gone, it was really time to get up and start the day, you know, do the chores, get the things done that needed to be done. And, you know, I smiled and held that moment in my heart to know that I had coffee with Mimi this morning, and that was pretty special. And I was not expecting it about an hour later when I got a phone call from my dad, that same kind of awful call that everybody hates getting. And he told me the same thing. He said, Mimi's passed away. She died peacefully in her sleep last night. And my aunt had found her in her room a couple hours ago. And it would have been, she was found in her room about an hour after I'd had my coffee. So that's another one of those times where I know I said this was going to be a happy and comforting discussion today, and here I am completely emotional through the whole thing, so I'm sorry about that. But, you know, it is comforting, and it is so special to have that, because I think that not everybody gets those one more moment experiences. And feel lucky and blessed. When my granddad passed, I didn't have any kind of experience for him, which makes sense for his personality. You know, he was always very withdrawn and strong and present, but not, he was there and he was loving. It seems pretty fitting for him. And I've shared before, my sisters and I, you know, we have each other to talk about when we have supernatural experiences, but they had both dreamed that they were home at the ranch in her kitchen having coffee with her the day that she passed, the morning when she passed away. So That's my story for you today, and I want to thank you for listening to me ramble on about that. Sorry again if I got a little bit emotional. Those were just, they're very touching stories to me personally, and it's always hard to lose a loved one, and, you know, just because a little time passes doesn't necessarily mean that it gets easier. So, yeah, you know, don't, grief doesn't have a timeline. So if anybody out there is grieving right now, like, just remember that. You don't have a timeline. It's okay to feel what you're feeling and everything like that. So, yeah, with that, thanks for listening to this episode of Riley's Haunted Journal on the Real Hauntings podcast. I hope all y'all out there are having an awesome day. You can find me, if you're interested, on Instagram at realm.of.inspiration, or you can find me on Facebook at Realm of Inspiration if you want to check out all my spooky art, put my designs on gear too. We got t-shirts, tumblers, hoodies, all that jazz. So if you want to check it out, come by and see me, or you can just go straight to my website at www.realmofinspiration.com. Otherwise, y'all have a good one. Ooh.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet. As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.